for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Thursday evening service of August the 31st, 1995, of the Labor Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Speed Wilson will be the speaker for the evening.
Well, he can make us perfect, can't he? Hallelujah. Yes, thank the Lord. You know, it's a troublesome day, isn't it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. It is indeed. But the Spirit of the Lord is as great as it's ever been. And He's as real as He has ever been. I think it gets more real to us as we walk with Him. We get to know Him better. John said, "And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and the Lord Jesus, whom Thou hast sent." Now, this passage says the reason to love God is so you can have eternal life. And the reason to have eternal life is so you can love God. God stays right in the center of everything, doesn't He? He's right in the center of everything. All of our thoughts, all of our deeds, all of our misgivings, but there's God, isn't it? In the beginning was God. In the beginning, that's the very, you think there's nothing before that, wouldn't you? But he blanked that out, for he said in the beginning, and then he used the past tense word and said was God. God was before the beginning. Hallelujah. He is eternal, isn't He? And my sheep follow me, said He, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. And neither can any man, no power can pluck them out of my hand. For a long time I was confused about that eternal life. When does He give to us eternal life, I wondered. But that question was answered for me years ago. I think He gave us eternal life when we just came to Him, when we came to Him. All that the Father gives me will come. Hallelujah. And they that come, I will in no wise turn them away. I'm glad that the Father gave me, aren't you?
Amen.
And I'm glad that I come. And He has never failed me yet. And I'm confident, I say, that He never will. Yea, hear the word of the Lord. For the Lord would speak to His children tonight and say unto you, Yea, child of God, it is time for you, yea, to find the secret place of the Most High. Yea, it is time for you to be overshadowed with the Shekinah glory of God. Yea, for know that you are in a great transition period, and the whole world lieth in confusion. Yea, every governmental order in the whole world is in a mass confusion, saith the Lord. Beginning with your local governmental system to the highest order, the highest echelon in your nation. And not only in your nation, but in all the nations of the world. Yea, something is bad wrong, they are saying, and they are right, but they don't know how to fix it. For the Spirit of the Lord says, they know not how to fix it. Yea, but among you there is wisdom that is lying dormant. Yea, I shall, in spite of all of this confusion, yea, I know what it is, child of God. It is a great shaking that is going on. Yea, and know who is the author of this shaking. Yea, for it is I. I tell you now, the reason that you feel shaken, sometimes you feel doubtful, sometimes you feel neglectful, and many feelings and emotions come upon you. And it makes you to wonder, but I'm going to tell you tonight, saith the Lord, that everything that is not planted by me has to be plucked up. Yea, whether it be of the civilization, the society, whether it be of the religious order, or no matter what order it's of, except it be planted of the Lord, it will have to be plucked up, saith the Lord. Yea, and it is harvest time of the harvest, and the tares shall be gathered out. Yea, shall be plucked up and cast away, saith the Lord. Yea, that the good wheat might remain. And so it is today. That as the shaking goes on around you. Yea, a war and rumors of war. Yea, those that endeavor to establish peace only causes more wars to break out. Yea, it is a total state of confusion that the blinded mind of man is in, saith the Lord. Yea, but I shall enlighten your eyes, and in the midst of all the confusion, all the shaking, I'll take one of a city and two of a family, and I'll bring you to Zion, saith the Lord. Yea, you'll be no stranger there, saith the Lord. Yea, but you'll be well known, for the Master himself shall call you by name. Yea, and you shall recognize his voice and say, here am I. Yea, be not carried about with many things and be confused with confusion, for the Lord thou God shall give you knowledge that will astound the most knowledgeable, saith the Lord. Have you not received the formula for wisdom? He that lacketh wisdom, let him ask of the Lord, who giveth to every man liberally, and he upbraideth not. Yea, it is a time for my people to cry out for wisdom, for knowledge, and for understanding, and yea, for the know-how to face tomorrow, saith the Lord. Yea, for you're in a great transition period, and things will happen fast, saith the Lord. You'd be foolish indeed to imagine that things will continue as they are. Tomorrow will be like today, and next month will be like this month, and next year like this year. It will not be so, saith the Lord. Yea, for things are changing, and the further we go, the more they will accelerate, saith the Lord. Yea, and the only safety that you will have is in me, saith the Lord. Yea, draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh to you, saith the Lord. Yea, and we shall commune and become one, saith the Lord. Yea, I'll draw you into myself as I draw you unto me, saith the Lord. I shall draw you into myself, yea, and you shall be one with me. Yea, for I shall give you the mind of Christ, yea, and I shall teach you what things to think on and what things to reject momentarily, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, and you shall know as one that has been taught by the Holy Ghost, saith the Lord. Yea, you shall not be known as a great scholar of some great institution, but the Holy Ghost shall teach you things to come. He shall lead you into all truth and all understanding. And you shall know that you have been highly favored of the Lord. For the Lord moveth upon you and within you. Yea, and even now, I tell you this, saith the Lord. The more obedient you are in this meeting, the more blessing you will receive, saith the Lord. Yea, listen to the instructions that are coming forth and that has already come forth, and endeavor to obey them totally. Yea, and so shall you be blessed accordingly, saith the Lord. Yea, for I have drawn you to me. Yea, you've come from many areas, from many vocations. Yea, from many professions you have come. Yea, but I've drawn you together into a tight circle now. Yea, and you can forget profession, vocation, and just come together and draw strength one from the other. Yea, and I shall pour out upon you a strength unknown, I saith the Lord, and knowledge unheard of, I saith the Lord. And you shall live in my presence. For I have overshadowed the camp even now with the Shekinah glory of the Lord. Yea, I have come to visit thee by my spirit, saith the Lord. I shall heal, yea, I shall bring deliverance, yea, I shall minister knowledge, and you won't leave like you come, saith the Lord. For you'll hear voices from his excellent glory, and you will know that the Lord has spoken. For I am the Lord, yea, and I speak the truth, saith God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I will make a comment here, I think. Concerning the things that I'll have to listen to this tape. I don't know what I was saying. But I know that the Lord has said we're in a state of confusion, and all the governmental systems are in a state of confusion. They don't know what has top priority. They think top priority is getting some man elected to some office. Just so it help, he'll be, when they get him elected, he'll be a misfit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what he'll be. He'll be a misfit. Hallelujah. A misfit to fulfill their desires. How many of you believe that God's behind the scenes directing the whole thing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he lets man in his folly lead himself to the brink of destruction. And then if his folly continues, he lets him lead himself over the brink, doesn't he? Hallelujah. Well, you know, all right, we got, how many people we got that wants to fix Social Security? Everybody knows something's wrong with it, don't they? Well, hey, you can drive down the road and see an old car pulled off on the shoulder with the hood up and smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe back there in squirts. And you know something's wrong with that. And if you'd stop, your first comment would be, hey, something's wrong. Before you stop, your first comment, something's wrong with that. But you got the same problem they got. You know something's wrong with it, but you probably don't know how to fix it. And that's where they are. They don't know how to fix it. But so all of them like try to scare us old guys to death. Make you scared you won't get your next Social Security check. And they really do. That's what they want to scare you. Yeah. And hey, unless you elect me,
December will probably be the last one.
Well, now we've got to find one that'll let you go to January. And they don't know how to fix it. But I know how to fix it. I could fix it if I could, you know, get all the nuts and bolts. More nuts than there are bolts. Hallelujah. Ah. And all the national debt, scare you with the national debt, don't they? Well, the national debt's nothing. We got everything we ever had. We don't owe nations. Where do we owe that national debt if we owe it? Well, let's see. I believe I'll borrow a buck. I'll just be real liberal and borrow about five. I'm due $5. I'm broke. I'm broke. I had $5, but now I'm broke. No, it's just in my other pocket. And that's the way that's what they've done to us. Hallelujah. And so the Lord wants us to wise up.
Yes.
And pray. And look to God. Yeah, we don't. Well, I got one of those things in the mailbox today. Said, who would you vote for president? Had a list of, I don't know how many did have on there. Any of y'all get that? Had about 30 on there. And I scanned the list as honestly as I could. And couldn't find one that I wanted to vote for. Of course, if I'm forced to vote, I'd, I'd pick one of them, but I don't believe he could fix the situation.
No.
God's bringing everything to consummate.
Yes.
Into all the prophecies that the prophets prophesied. Isaiah said, "Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who heard us?" Ah, you heard it and thought, what a beautiful philosophy or what. But you, did you see the arm of the Lord? The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. The Lord reigneth. He's clothed with majesty. He's clothed with strength, whereof he girdeth himself. The earth is established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne, O Lord, is established of old. Rise up, O Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For holiness becometh thine house forever, O Lord. Yeah? Yes? He reigneth. I believe that he reigns, don't you? And I'm glad. I'm glad that I... Hey, if I didn't know he was in charge, I might kind of get a little wacky, too. But I know that he's in charge, don't you? Let's give him a great big praise offering. I'll sit down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. Blessed be God forever. Amen. Praise your Lord. Well, you want a morning or a night?
It don't matter. I'm about it. I do them both.
All right. Okay. Brother Harris will be ministering tomorrow night. Tommy Cook will minister in the morning. And I don't know who we'll have for the afternoon, whether it be Brother Jim or Sister Coffee or Dr. Null. But between us all, why, there'll be somebody for the deliverance teaching tomorrow afternoon. Amen. Well, you know, some of you are not aware that these two men, Colonel Speed Wilson, who's going to come and close out the service this evening, he'll be ministering again Sunday night and maybe even another service before that. I imagine he will. But these two men are America's two most decorated men of World War II, Vietnam and Korea, Jack Harris and Colonel Speed Wilson. They are America's most two decorated men of honor, and we're privileged to have them to come. What we're really privileged is that they're men of God. That's the privilege. Amen. And Jack has, the Lord has called Brother Jack. I believe he's an apostle in the land today. And the Lord has called Colonel Speed Wilson to be a prophet to declare those things that are in the nation that we don't want to believe, but the Lord has set him in places of authority that he is knows for a fact what he comes to talk about. He served under what? Four presidents? Four or five? He served under four presidents, attended all the state dinners. He served in the Pentagon for 7 years and was accountable to attend all the state dinners at the White House, he and his wife, and he's a man who knows what's going on in the nation, what has gone on, and according to the word of the Lord, he knows what is going to go on. Amen. So well, it's a privilege to have Brother Speed come and minister to us this evening, teach us, talk to us. He's a teacher of the things that we need to understand and know as Christians, that where we're at in the clock of God's calendar.
Amen.
Or God's calendar clock, whatever.
There you go. All right. It's a clock now.
Two, it's two. Okay. Brother Speed.
I'd like to clear up one thing. He's talking about the decorations. Jack and I were talking one day, and I realized that he got more medals in one war than it took me three wars to get that many. So I'm a little slow on catching up. But thank God we're both here. There's a lot of folks that we're with that are not here today. Yeah. Heard an excellent definition of religion the other day. Religion is the ones that worship the God of the past for what he did, while they resist everything he's doing. You can see that everywhere around. Dusty, really great to see you, man. If you don't know it, Dusty Rhodes is a man of power, Louisiana power. He was an executive of the Louisiana Utilities, the power company. And Glenn and I were talking one day between here in the airport, and we were saying about full gospel. I'll sit down and write a book about the unusual things that happened in full gospel businessmen. Many humorous things, some not so humorous. And I think Jack should get a tape recording of what he just said, because repeatedly it said that we would gain knowledge and we would know, and that the Lord would not abandon us and leave us to walk in darkness. Well, knowledge is very important. Now, Glenn asked me to sort of lay the groundwork for what I will say. I would think Sunday night, because the Sunday night talk will be you and the New World Order. What's it going to do to you that it hasn't already done?
I forgot to mention that both you and Jack will be on the radio tomorrow for 2 hours.
Okay, what station is that?
I don't know.
Okay. All righty. And so bear with me, because some of you have heard some of this before, but maybe you'll hear something different, and it certainly will not be a full thesis, because this would actually be about number three, because we talked about the world conspiracy part one, world conspiracy part two, and then naming the conspirators are three previous talks, and then the one whenever, probably Sunday night, will be you and the New World Order. I'm blessed with the knowledge. I know we all hear Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, but boy, there are a whole bunch more. Proverbs 11:9, through knowledge the just shall be delivered. Well, who are the just?
We are.
You bet we are. Proverbs 28:2, by a man of understanding and knowledge, his state shall be prolonged. Isaiah 5:13, my people are taken into captivity or slavery for the lack of knowledge. We don't know it, but we're pretty well into that slavery, as the world would call it, the New World Order calls it, a global plantation. Isaiah 53:11, by knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. And then Hosea 4:6, 2 Peter 1:5, give all diligence and add to your faith virtue, and unto your virtue knowledge. Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved. Knowledge does require some effort. God gives wisdom, and we know how to get it. If you don't have it, ask, and he won't call you stupid for asking. That's sort of a paraphrase, but he won't upbraid you. Ecclesiastes 9:18 says, wisdom is better than weapons of war. There are the weapons of war. Well, it's not that kind of warfare. So we'll skip a lot of things. I just want to talk briefly about the world conspiracy, its origins, its objectives, its organizations, and its operations very, very briefly. Some people refuse to accept that there is a conspiracy. Most of them that say there's no conspiracy are members of the conspiracy. And we've named that repeatedly. The news media, all apart. In case I forget it, Henry Kissinger just had a big party in Washington, D.C., all honoring, guess what? Newt Gingrich, who is a member of the conspiracy. He's a consul of foreign relations man. And he had all the leading, he, Kissinger, invited all the leading news media. So you can expect that Newt will be getting a little better press than he's been getting in the past. Don't rule him out as a contender in 96. Well, it originated in Babylon about 800 B.C., the Knights of the Templar and Masonic Lodge, 1100 A.D., and on down. But really, the modern-day conspiracy came into official being the first day of May, 1776, when Adam Weishaupt joined with the Rothschilds to form the Golden Dawn Coven, combining witchcraft and Satan worship. And they set forth. Now, I'd always wondered before I became aware of this why the communists and the labor unions, all those always celebrated May Day. And, of course, the witches always celebrate May Day. Well, now we know. It's actually the birthday of an occult god called Baltane, which literally means the god of light. Corinthians, it says the devil himself may appear as an angel of light. That's the reason they call themselves the enlightened ones, the Illuminati. But I'd like to quote you some of the objectives to amplify some of that. I think one of the best quotes This is Ralph Epperson, way back about 1972, wrote an excellent book entitled The Unseen Hand, or The Shadow Government. He said, there is a huge and extremely powerful conspiracy at work in the world to achieve absolute and brutal rule over the whole human race. This conspiracy is made up of a small group of individuals who control wars, revolutions, and depressions like people control chessmen on a board. These individuals operate in part through secret societies that are created for specific purposes or events, and the secret within the secret is they worship Lucifer, Satan, the devil. George Bush was a Satan worshiper. Skull and Bones. That's a operation off of the campus of Yale. There are about 3 Skull and Bones people in the Senate now. And it's a guarantee for success in politics. And, well, you could say a whole lot more. I think one of the best summations of the whole thing was written by Dr. Sterling Lacey in 1988, trying to tell the people who George Bush really was, in a little book entitled Valley of Decision. This is what he says. Most American Christians have a hard time believing that other Americans could be so evil as to purposely cause wars, wage wars for political purposes, lose wars deliberately, aid the other side while our fighting men are dying on the battlefield, sink our own national sovereignty to prepare America to be just another province in a one-world government, promote collectivism and immorality in order to prepare America for the New World Order, destroy the family and true religion and faith in God in order to break down the final barriers of opposition and purposely undermine the most rewarding economic system that working mankind and all just to create the chaos needed to stampede an entire nation into demanding its own enslavement. You'll see that coming to pass. They create the problems, then they play the problem up, and the problem can either be real or imaginary, like the oil shortage. And they offer the solution, create a Department of Energy, and it's still producing oil. Had you noticed? No, it's not producing oil any more than the Department of Education is producing education. It's quite the opposite. It's keeping from accomplishing those. J. Edgar Hoover wrote and said in 1954, the individual person is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous that the person cannot believe that it really exists. And there are many, many other quotes. Many go way, way back. Abraham Lincoln saw it and prophesied that our nation would be doomed when the corporations gained control. And on down, there are many organizations. Their objectives is very clear. Dr. Quigley, who is he's a member of the conspiracy, wrote an excellent book in 1968 when I became aware of the fact. In fact, I was quite concerned over in the Pentagon as to how we could deliberately be doing the wrong thing all the time. You know, we'd do something right just by accident. The odds would be. And so I won't go into all the details, but that was when McNamara was in the Pentagon. By the way, he's written a book. I haven't bought it. I went to the library and read it about Vietnam. And the only thing that's correct in it was that when he was called by Kennedy to be the Secretary of Defense, he told the President, I'm not qualified for that job. He wasn't. And I agree with that. But isn't it interesting? He waited until all his compatriots were all dead. Lyndon Johnson, Dean Rusk, and J. William Fulbright, another good Arkansas citizen, all members of the conspiracy. Dean Rusk and Fulbright were both Rhodes Scholars. By the way, our current president is the first president to be members of all the organizations. He's a consul of foreign relations, he's a trilateral commissioner, he's a Bilderberger, and he's a Rhodes Scholar. And it was on that basis that back about 1989, I was right here, stood and told you he'd be our next president. I don't think he'll be our next president, but God help us. But anyway, I believe the scripture said that he'll go through a great tribulation. Yeah. I've always noticed that, as Jack was saying, all those promises are there, but did you ever notice that they're conditional?
Yeah, they are.
You know, you hear this all the time. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Well, read it all. It says, if you be my disciple and keep my word, then you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But there's only one promise in there that is unconditional. On this earth, you will have tribulation. It's just going to happen. Well, Dr. Quigley, in 1966, wrote a book, 1,384 pages, as a member of the conspiracy, and I won't give all the preface to it. By the way, he was also our current president was one of his proteges, and got him into being a Rhodes Scholar, and of course, Fulbright helped him get the Rhodes Scholarship also, but you might be interested to know he never finished the course, which is a little unusual, but he was too busy over in the Soviet Union picketing against those of us that were in Vietnam. Well, and if it had been a declared war, you could have shot him as a traitor. It occurred to me a couple of times during the Vietnam operation, I had to cross the Francis Scott Key Bridge over Georgetown, going over to Roslyn Circle into Virginia. That was just the route I always took. And quite often, there'd be some hippie-type individual standing there at the head of the bridge waving the Viet Cong flag. And I often wondered, was the president there one time or another? He might have been. I don't know. But what an unusual place to stand, because right behind them is a big bronze plaque about this big that has the last verse of the Star Spangled Banner. And conquer we must, and conquer we must when our cause it is just, and this will be our motto, in God we trust. And there they stand. We don't sing that verse anymore. In fact, some churches won't even say the battle hymn of the Republic. Too militant, they say. Well, get with it. Shape up or you'll ship out. He pointed out the wicked are the ones who are going to get it. Well, he goes on to Quigley, lays it all out. And this he says, the aim of this new world order is nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the whole world. And then he went on to point out that we would need a numbering system whereby each individual would have to be identified and monitored, means controlled. And that's what it's all about, is control, absolute and brutal control. And you'll see that going on and on and on. Well, I've already mentioned the Council on Foreign Relations, founded by the Rockefellers. Trial in 1921, and the Trilateral Commission, 1973, Jimmy Carter and Fritz Mondale were charter members. And of the 90 members from the United States, 72 of them are in Carter's administration. Clinton breaks the record. He has over 500 CFR and trilateralists in his cabinet. Bush came pretty close. He had 360-some. And that's been true since about 1923. Every president, beginning with and including Woodrow Wilson, has been a member of this conspiracy through one organization or another, with one exception, Ronald Reagan. He was the only non-member, but to get elected, he had to take the big conspirator as a vice president. And all the non-members were purged within the first 6 months. I thought they'd be gone within 3 months, but some stuck it out. And the dear brother that stuck it out over in... as the Attorney General, I'll think of his name in a minute. He's the only one that finished it. That wasn't a minute. Who? No. Meese. Ed Meese. He's the only one that stuck it out. And boy, they gave him a bad time all the time. The first one to go was Jim Watt. And the reason they hated him was the same reason they hate you. Because they're dominated by the spirit of Antichrist, and you have the spirit of Jesus Christ. And they'll hate you for no reason. And Jim was a personal friend of mine. I laid hands on his wife, Lelani, for her to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And Jim was the kind of guy that goes out looking for trouble. So he brought a lot of it on himself. But he got a lot of things done. He's sort of like Oliver North. If you wanted somebody to get it done, give it to him, he'd get it done. He might run over a few people, and in Washington, you know, they don't like people to get things done. They just want to study it to death and then file it, and if the study doesn't come up the way it ought to be, they go in anyhow. Like the Commission to Study Women in the Armed Forces, it recommended never to have women in the armed forces in combat. Not in the armed forces, but in never to have them in combat. Well, it didn't fit their perspective, so they did it anyway. Same way on the Commission for Homosexuals in the Armed Forces said never to do it. But it didn't fit, so they do it anyway. The FDA is full of such things, Food and Drug Administration. Well, then the Bilderberger, 1952, they met in the Bilderberger Hotel over in Vienna and formed that up. They just finished their meeting over in Copenhagen, Denmark, and I have a list of the attendees. Very interesting. Everybody that's who's who in the upper echelons were there. Now, most of the news media, Dan Rather, CFR, Barbara Walters and David Brinkley, all those people. But this year, Peter Jennings became a member of the Bilderberger. He spent the whole time there. And so the news media is completely controlled. Catherine Graham, the head of Newsweek and the Washington Post, is also on the board of directors of Associated Press. So if you believe, as Calvin Coolidge says, years ago, and it's got worse since then, he said, anyone who reads the newspaper and thinks he knows what's really going on is to be pitied. And it's gotten a lot worse. If you watch any of the three-letter networks, they're really being deceived. Well, you know, there's so much to, there's the ACLU, the National Council of Churches, the World Council of Churches, the National Educational Association, the National Endowment for the Arts, and all of those groups that are all in this whole thing together, and the group that's meeting, the women's group over in China, and that gets to be hilarious. And, you know, we traded Hillary for Wu, and I think we came out better, but she went over there to get them all straightened away, and they racked off a little area about this size. That's where they can demonstrate, and they're 40 miles out of Beijing, so nobody's going to be there except themselves. They're just talking to themselves. Nobody listens anyhow. Signed the United Nations Human Rights Treaty. Didn't that sound great? Human Rights Treaty. How could you possibly be that? I had read it. Every president since 1948 had refused to sign that treaty because once that treaty was signed and ratified by the Senate, the United States actually ceases to be a sovereign independent country and, as Dr. Quigley says, becomes just another province in the United Nations or one world government. Well, our current president, President Clinton, did submit that treaty to the Senate the second day of April 1992. Hadn't been in town very long, and it was ratified on that day with a voice vote, so you'll never know who voted for it. And according to our Constitution, treaties entered into and ratified appropriately become the law of the land. Now you can understand why our armed forces are being transferred to the United Nations. We're supporting it with our money and all of that sort of thing. But cheer up, it's going to get worse. Revelation 22:11. Jesus said, I come very soon when you see the wicked being more wicked, the filthy being more filthy, and the evil being more evil. You see that today? Well, if you don't, you better wake up. Then there's a comma, and it says, but the righteous will be more righteous and the holy will be more holy. Glory to God. So that's the good news. They're right there together. The wheat and the tares right side by side. And don't forget who sowed the tares. Jesus said the devil sowed them. The preamble to the United Nations New World Order Constitution says this: therefore, the age of nations must end, and the era, of humanity, doesn't that sound great, shall begin. The governments of nations have decided, in order to separate sovereignties into one government of justice to which they surrender their arms, to establish this constitution as the covenant and the foundation law of the Federal Republic of the world. Well, you should read the rest of the whole thing. Sounds real great. In the 10 regions of the United States, they actually have a new state's constitution has been drafted. As it sounds real great, except almost every one that has anything to do with freedoms of the individual, it says except in time of declared national emergency. Guess who declares a national emergency? El Presidente. Just as the European Unity tied that up over there, now we have NAFTA. That's United States, Canada, Mexico, probably next year Chile. Pretty soon all of South America will become into it, and to combine this whole continent into a group. The United States is destined to become a banana republic. That's the whole operation. In 1968, reading Quigley, he said the United States would be in a controlled disintegration. There are probably more people out of work right now than there was in the depth of the Depression. Except in the depth of the Depression, we didn't have welfare. And after you've drawn unemployment checks, I think it's for a year or something like that, you automatically go into getting welfare and you're no longer included in unemployed. Figures don't lie, but liars do figure. And the government is the biggest liar of all, and then we wonder why we don't trust them. I attended a meeting a while back when an individual mocked Clinton, who said, "How dare these patriots say that they love their country and hate their government?" And this individual said he must have misunderstood. We are the government. We just got some sick employees in Washington. And that's what the Constitution says. We the people, not them inside the Beltway. So that'll be one group, and then the European Unity, then the Pacific Rim. That's Japan, China, Korea, Vietnam, and Taiwan. And then, of course, the Nations of Islam. That's going to be an interesting to watch, the Islam thing. Don't forget it. Just sort of keep your eye on it. And, of course, their objectives, one is to create the fear that of the ecology, you know, the wild-eyed tree huggers, the spotted owl lovers, darter, snail darter fish, and all that sort of thing. As Pat Robertson pointed out the other day, the owl is smarter than the people. You cut his tree down, he goes to another tree. This gets to be absurd if you're watching it. A dear woman who was going to do what the Bible said out in Indiana, I believe it was, she was going to try this, and it worked to let the land lay fallow every seventh year. Well, it was working so great, she discontinued it after the third time. It had been in her family. But the problem was, with all of this garbage about endangered species, I forget what the endangered species was, when it was laying fallow, they moved in because it was a natural habitat. Something like the kangaroo rat that they had a problem with, where they came out and put the farmer in jail and impounded his tractor for endangering the kangaroo rat. Well, they came and found two endangered species on her land, and now she can't farm anymore. And then it goes on and on. A man in New Jersey bought a lot. It was full of a sinkhole full of old tires. They just threw them in and filled them up, and there's a mosquito den, the water in there and that sort of thing. So he came along, wanted to build a building. He took the tires out. It cost him a lot of money to get them out, and then he's putting fill in. He's serving 3 years in jail for encroaching into wetlands. Probably endangered a spotty rumped mosquito or something. You know, this, when you get into it and you keep up with this sort of thing, it gets to be absurd. Just completely out of reason. Like a woman who didn't want to have the baby, and she stuck a gun to her stomach and shot and killed the baby, and they removed it. Now they're trying her for murder. Well, she could have gone down to the local abortion place and the government would have paid for it. The baby wouldn't have been any deader. I saw a good bumper sticker the other day that says abortion. One dead, one wounded. That's right. And half of the people that go into an abortion clinic don't come out. 3,000, what is it, a day? Something like that. The bald eagle. I think it's about time for a lighten up a bit. I thought it was great. Have you heard the story about the old hermit that was up in the hills, and he's up there, and the game warden comes along and says, "What's that you're cooking?" He says, it's a bald eagle. He said, "Well, you can't do that. That's an endangered species. $5,000 fine." He said, well, how was I to know? I live up here in the hills. Probably like the Weaver family, a white separatist. You know, old Daniel Boone was a white separatist, too. I don't know what they'd do if it had been a black separatist or a Jewish separatist. I don't know. But anyway, he said, oh, no, well, I'll let you do it this time, but don't kill any more bald eagles. And he's walking off. He said, by the way, how did a bald eagle taste? He said, well, somewhat between a whooping crane and a spotted owl. That man had gourmet taste. Agreed. And, of course, one of their big objectives is to get the completely undo the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. It had nothing to do with hunting and anything else. We'll cover that tomorrow because President George Washington made that very clear that that wasn't the reason for that. It was the same reason that we have the first 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights, because they realized they'd created a government that could be a monster and that you better be armed to see that it doesn't use its forces. And there are many, many other things. They want to control you with fear and intimidation, the IRS, the DATF, the DEA, National Police, the U.S. Attorney General, old Butch Reno, and she wants a 2,500-member rapid deployment. That's right, because they wouldn't hear from the Florida Bar Association that she was a well-established practicing lesbian, but they didn't hesitate to bring that woman in against Judge Thomas. By the way, this girl they had up there testifying that Karish had molested her when she was 10 years old, and everybody accepted as true, except a British paper known as Sunday Telegram. What's the name of it?
Telegraph,
you're right, Telegraph. They made a few phone calls and found she'd never been to the compound. You should have known that. She had to read it word for word. But that didn't make any difference. Besides, child molestation is not a federal offense. If it was, some of the people in government would really be in trouble. By the way, did you hear that Senator Packwood's seat is up for grabs? Well, if you think that's bad, Jesse Helms, talking to the Christian Coalition a couple of years ago, said they invited Ted Kennedy to come, but he couldn't find his pants. Sodomite from Massachusetts, both been reelected as practicing sodomites. Well, the Waco, the Bryant Stadium, and we'll go into that in more detail. Okay. One thing you must remember was that the Branch Davidians had been in that area since 1935. They were a government-improved church. And they'd never created any problems. And there were no hostages there. The people were there of their own choice. That was very clear. And they had committed no crime that was worthy of the federal government coming in. The sheriff of McClellan County, three times during his 6 years as sheriff, had investigated the Branch Davidians three times for child abuse and weapons violations. Each time he just called up the leader, which in the last couple of times was the man called David Karish, and he went on out and checked them out and found it was all a hoax. There was nothing absolutely wrong. In fact, the children tested better in academics and were happier than most of them that lived outside. The Branch Davidians is an offshoot from the Seventh-day Adventists. I thought the saddest thing about the whole thing was when Karish said he was studying the seven seals, the FBI and BATF thought he was talking about the little furry creatures that live in the ocean. They really did. That's in the report. They didn't know anything about the Bible. Well, if that's bad enough, they shouldn't have been there. The whole charade in Washington was, where did they go wrong? Well, they went wrong by showing up. They said, well, they had illegal weapons. Well, the sheriff said that wasn't so. They had one gun. It was a machine gun. But they paid the $200 for it, and it was duly registered. In fact, it wasn't in the compound. Karish told them it was down to San Antonio at a gun show. But they fiddled around there, and finally, to save the children, they torched them. Killed 24 children, a total of 81 people. And if you haven't seen the Big Lie, you can see the tank with a flamethrower torching it. but that's always censored out. And the four agents that were killed by another agent. That's on the film also. But that's Washington for you.
Who were the four agents?
Yeah, the four agents were former Clinton bodyguards.
Right.
And to have been one of his close associates is a fatal disease. I think the last count was about 32 people are dead. 39 now, and more being killed. It's even worse than those that had firsthand knowledge of the assassination of President Kennedy. There's only one lady that's alive today that witnessed that. And she's published an excellent book which confirmed what I had shared here many years ago of who really killed the president. The name of the book is JFK, The Last Living Witness. Very good. And by the way, Senator Specter harassed her for at least a year to get her to shut up. And he's the one that's conducting the hearings in Washington. So can you imagine what's coming out? Don't be surprised. See, once you know these sort of things, then you won't be surprised by it. Well, they're going to take your guns. They're going to try to take your children. And they probably will. They are now. It's a money-making deal. One dear man from New Jersey happened, homeschooling his children, and he had business in Princeton, New Jersey. And so his children were, one of the boys developed a sore throat, and he was there visiting with a Nobel winner on chemistry, staying in their home. And one of the younger boy, about 10 years old, developed a sore throat. So the man who lived in New Jersey made an appointment. His wife made an appointment with a doctor and went over. And someone, to make it very brief, went by the car and saw the three other children during a school day time, school week, in the car, unattended, went in and told the doctor. And the doctor faked that this boy had a highly contagious disease and had to be quarantined and sent him to the hospital. And the admitting nurse, when he looked at it and then looked at the boy, said, "There's nothing wrong with this kid that we can't fix very easily, but I can't go against the doctor's orders." And then it turned out that about 4 hours later, a woman turned up with two armed guards, and they were going to take this boy into custody and the other children too. And they were held hostage over the weekend in the hospital. And the other children went to stay with the doctor friend. Now, if this man had not been a well-known individual and staying in the home of a well-known individual, they would have taken his children. But because it was a Sunday time and they didn't have the people that were going to be around that could honcho the whole thing, they said they would let the child released in the custody of his father if he would promise to show up Monday. Well, you know he did. He was back in Washington State come Monday. And the hospital never did bill him for any of it because there was nothing wrong with the boy. And he recounts the whole thing. If they can take one child, put it into a foster home, the whole bureaucratic system, one child in that system is worth $100,000 of your money to take your children away from you, just so they can put it into the NEA schools and brainwash them into being horrible monsters. That's really it. But as Jack said, and we all know, God has everything under control.
That's right.
Now, the Bible says repeatedly we're going to be overcomers, so that means we must have had something to overcome.
That's right. That's true.
If you're going to win a battle, then there had to be a battle. And we'll get more into detail the next time I speak on this subject of what you can do and what is being done. And it's most encouraging what is happening in the body of Christ. They're finally waking up and getting involved in the operations of this country. And I think 1996 will see a continuation of what began in 94. And a lot of the freshman congressmen and senators just aren't too upset about losing their seat if they know they're doing what's right. They're not in constant the system. So we may have to get rid of more of the old ones and get the newer ones in and get term limitations so they don't get in there and a whole bunch of other things. Lord, we thank you for what's happening today, and we thank you that you've chosen us to live in this time.
And Lord, give us understanding that we might know the times and know what to do, what we are to do individually. And Lord, we look for great things to happen in this country. We may go through some rough times, but we're assured that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, individually and collectively. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I think, Tommy, you ought to come and say hello to us here this evening. And Tommy will be ministering a couple services, maybe more, a couple anyway, before he goes back home. And he's been ministering here for a long time, and the Spirit of the Lord moves through him in teaching and in the prophetic word. But he is a teacher, and when he gets ready to teach, you'd better be ready to turn quick or else get a pencil to write fast.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, get the tape.
Praise the Lord. I thank God tonight for Jesus, don't you? We need the revelation of Jesus today in the church, in us. And but as I was sitting there tonight, I want to just share a couple of minutes here. I was on a road trip recently, and the Lord spoke to me four times on this trip. How many like to hear the voice of God coming to you? And you know, God didn't always let you know when He's going to speak. You know? And sometimes just you'll be doing, you know, different things, and all of a sudden the Lord will speak to you. But on this trip, this last trip I was on, I traveled a lot of miles, and I've been having some problems with my stomach, and I hadn't said anything hard to anybody about it. But how many know the Lord's our healer tonight? The price was paid by Jesus. And as I was laying there on the bed and went to sleep, and I had a dream, and I dreamed of a prophet who came to me in a dream, and he gave me a word of wisdom how to alleviate this problem. And it's working. Hallelujah. And I thank God tonight for the healing power of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so I thank God for speaking to my heart about some things on this last trip. You know, the Lord does speak various ways. I was thinking, I just wrote a couple things down here on a piece of paper. And we are in a famine in America, whether we know it or not, for hearing the word of the Lord. How many believe that? I was telling Speed, there's a lot of places, you know, you go and share. And really, there's a lot of places, they don't have a strong word. You know, you go in some churches, they have strong worship, good worship, and but the word is nil. And then there are those who have a good word, but they have no worship. How many know we need a balance tonight between the word, worship, and even the work of the Lord as the Lord directs? And I believe the Lord wants us to pray, He wants us to listen, and He wants us to obey His voice. Praise the Lord. But, you know, the lamp was about to go out when God called Samuel. And I believe God's raising up men and women today to hear the voice of God and to go forth in the name of the Lord. Amen? How many has ever been in a winter time in your life? Trials and tribulations. But how many know after winter comes spring? And how many know there's a singing of the turtle dove? Come on. It's heard in our land. Can you say amen? That's the Holy Ghost. He's got something to say. The flowers appear on the earth, right? And the birds are singing. Praise the Lord. And you know, when God gives you a promise, He always automatically allows a problem to stand in your way before you come into your provision. How many thank God for the promises? Standing on the promises that cannot fail, right? And every promise in the book is mine. How about you? And they're amen and they're yea in God, Scripture says. There's no negative voice at all when it comes to God's promises. But sometimes we get bogged down in the problem. We rejoice in the promise, rejoice in the provision, but so me in the problem, isn't it? If we're not careful. But God wants to show me to me. Come on, you to you. In the problem. Isn't that right? And sometimes we've lost that promise. We've lost what God said. When we're in the problem, we've got to go back and embrace what God says and come on back through. Through faith and patience. I believe there's a lot of things God's told us tonight that we haven't entered into. And I have a lot of promises that have been given to me, and I want to receive. I want to fulfill what God's told me. I don't want to die. I don't want to leave this earth without fulfilling the will of God. How many know people are taken out prematurely? Israel was taken out prematurely. You know what? It only took 10 men to discourage those people, didn't it? 10 men discouraged the whole nation of Israel. And they listened to a lie, come on, over 2 men, didn't they? We need some discernment in the body of Christ.
Oh, yes.
Real good discernment. Amen? Praise the Lord. And Isaiah, you remember when the coal touched Isaiah the prophet? Then and then only did God begin to purge away his sin. Amen? And then he heard the voice of the Lord coming to him. Now, as we get deliverance, as we're being purged, we begin to hear the voice of the Lord clearly, more clearly. Amen? Distinctly. How many thank God for that? And then there was King Solomon who prayed for discernment over in the book of Kings. I believe we can pray and God will answer. And I want to hear his voice. Well, let me give you a scripture before I sit down. I'll go to Revelation chapter 1. I can't sit down without looking at scripture up here anyway. But I'm not going to share on this next. Whenever I share, the Lord spoke something this morning to me. And I want to share it whenever I get to speak. I appreciate getting to be here with Jack and Speed and all the other brethren that's here. I appreciate all the ministry. I want to tell you something. I want to say it this way. You'll never get a gourmet dinner in a fast food restaurant. And I don't believe God sent these men here for naught. Do you? I believe God wants to spread the table for the people in this camp meeting. If we have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. But look in verse 1 of chapter 1 of Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified by his angel unto his servant John. Now, how many know that John was the apostle of love? But how many know John was also an apostle who wanted to call fire down and burn the Samaritan's ears off one time? How many believe that and know that? How many believe there are things that we've wanted to do at times? Come on. And God has brought us through those situations and he's bringing us into the love of God. I think the greatest message there is the love of God. How many know Jesus is the love of God? He is love. Hallelujah. And so here John sees the revelation of Jesus. And yet, look at verse 2, who bear record of this word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ of all things that he saw. And he said, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear. Notice, they that hear. If you hear, you'll be blessed. The prophecy and keep those things that are written for the time is at hand. Notice, he said, the time's at hand. Let me know that was day before yesterday when he got this prophecy. 2 days ago. And we haven't seen the fulfillment of it yet, have we? And yet in the Spirit, John said the time was at hand. And when we're in the Spirit, Jesus coming is always imminent. But when we walk in the flesh, how many know it's 100 years, 200, 1,000 years down the road? God wants us to walk in the Spirit. Now, I want to show you something. How many know he's bringing us into something? He's bringing us into something. Look down to verse 9. Count the little word in here. I-N. Look at verse 9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion, where? In tribulation. And in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ was in the isle, which is called Patmos, which means to tread underfoot, for the word of God, for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit, and that word on means in as well, in the Lord's day. And heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Notice he's hearing the voice of God. Like a trumpet saying, I'm Alpha and Omega. Praise the Lord. Well, I believe John heard the Lord in that trial, in that testing, in that problem he was in. And I'll tell you, God has taken some of us through a few things here and there. But how many know we've always learned when we get in the problem? We learn a lot of things. We learn some things we'll never learn otherwise. I mean, thank God for all your trials, all your tribulations, all the fire you walked through, because Jesus brought you through and you was victorious because of him. Amen. And you're a stronger Christian today than you were before. Isn't that right? Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? We need to glorify God in the trial as well as in the good times. Amen? Amen? So, Father, tonight we glorify you. Amen. We thank you for the purging fires that we've been in, Father. Not just me, but all the people here, Lord, every minister, every person. And we thank you, we give you glory and honor tonight that your voice has come to us many times in those situations. And Lord, you've shown us how to come through the problem on into what you told us would come into. And we give you praise, we give you honor in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. 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 God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Forever.
Let's pray for his body.
Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pray the Lord give Jack strength
in his
body.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we're anointing tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of
Jesus.
Lord, we come against all weakness, Lord God. Every physical infirmity in Jack's body, Lord, we just come against right now in Jesus' name.
Yes,
we rebuke right now every attack against him, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We cut it off in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask new strength, new energy, new health. Lord God, a new strength to come into him now, Lord. Right through his bloodstream, Lord. Right into his physical body. Right into his bone structure, Lord. Right into his muscles, Lord. From his head to his feet, Lord God. We rebuke every attack against this man of God, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for ministering healing and health and divine energy and strength to him, Lord God. We thank you for speaking to him, Lord. And God helping him to overcome this situation. We thank you for bringing him through, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for your healing and the health that you're giving him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All the visions in the night, the vision shall be clear. The understanding shall come as well, saith the Lord. For the enemy has come against you to destroy you. But yea, I stood with thee that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And know that God shall lead thee through and God shall lead thee on. So fret not, my son. I am with thee and the vision that I've given you, yea, I shall fulfill it, saith the Lord thy God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.